You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a couple shout-outs to our sponsors. But before that, hey, go leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts, or if it's iTunes or something. We love those 5-star reviews. Go over and leave those. They help so much, and that's why we're able to keep this podcast free at this point. Also, go over and check out our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. That phone me and I'll tell you how great it is. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Right now, we're running a quarterly membership, which I think is unique. But what I think makes our membership unique is it's run by me. It's run by someone that's been there, it coaches every day, 24/7, in the gym, dealing with the parents, all that. Not run by a college coach, not run by a big conglomerate. It's me. And I think it's like, if you need help on a Tuesday in February, I'll be there to help you. So come over and check out teachhoops.com. It is the one-stop shop and our roadmap is second to none. It will walk you through the steps you need to put rings on the finger and pictures on the wall. So let's head off to the podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Special episode of High School Hoops. Fridays, we're going to give you a sneak peek into our other podcast, High School Hoops. So you'll be jumping into that podcast as it normally is fed into its own podcast feed, I guess it would be called. If you go down below, you can click a link and you can subscribe to that to make sure that you get it all. It was away for a little while here on Coach Unplugged. And for all of you that are kind of digging into the high school season, High School Hoops kind of walks you through the ups and downs and the things that you're dealing with as a high school coach. And we thought we'd share it with our Coach Unplugged community. So make sure you do that. And here we go. We're going to talk this week about how as a basketball coach you can relax. But before we get to that, a couple things. First of all, make sure you go over and check out Dr. Dish. We'll link them down below there. Make sure you mention Coach Unplugged and they will give you a $300 discount off your next purchase. It is a great machine. We have two of them in our gym and it has helped us be really successful. I just can't imagine a better thing to get you become a better shooter, better basketball player than Dr. Dish. So go over and check them out. Also, make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. How can I become a better basketball coach? Well, I think teachhoops.com is your solution. It is not only community, it's office hours, it's one-on-one calls. It's literally everything you need to become a better basketball coach. Why are you waiting? 2019 is just starting. What a great time to become a better coach. Go over and check them out. All right, let's get off to the podcast with Jake and myself and talking about becoming a basketball coach and how you can relax during the season and in the off season. All right, coach, shoot it off. What do we got this week?
After a long break, I'd really like to discuss the topic of how as coaches do we find time to relax? Because I think it's extremely important taking the time to relax and take some time away from basketball, even in the course of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell you a couple. I'll tell you a couple ways that I do it. First of all, I think Audible is a wonderful thing. If no one has Audible, which is the audio books, because I like I like multitasking. So I like, I think you have to come up with, you have to schedule how you're relaxing, just like you schedule the rest of your life. At least I do. I have to I have to schedule my exercising, my walking the dog, my reading books or listening to books, all that kind of stuff. That's the way I relax. But I think, I don't know if you feel the same way, Coach, but I get so busy that if I don't schedule it, I lose it. You know, I've even gotten to the point of scheduling my naps now. You know, no one's around, I need a nap. The whole Coach K used to take a nap before every game. Did you ever read that?
No, but I'm very about like task oriented, so I'll make a to-do list. I think that helps me calm down.
Right.
So I try to eliminate some of the things that's going to create anxiety within myself, and I get those things done early in the morning. I think that's really helpful.
Okay.
So, you know, I think,
and what do you mean by that?
It could be as simple as things that I want to do within my classroom, because I like to get a little head start before the new school year starts. Things I need to do with my family, things I know that need to get done that are really important, that are going to create, you know, home clutter. We talk about clutter all the time in regards to our basketball program, but I think often you have to have a clear and relaxing home life too. So those things that may get in the way of allowing you to relax, getting those things done early, you know, I scheduling appointments, I get them done early in the day, all those type of things. I try to schedule and get them out of the way so I can have time to be able to have flexibility within the afternoon and later in the evening.
That's an interesting, my brother gets up at 5 a.m. Now he goes to bed at 9:30 and he runs a multi-million, I mean, he runs this huge business anyway, but he gets up, he does a lot from 5 to 7. Like he's a firm believer that he gets a lot and it doesn't take away from his family time. It doesn't take away from time that's important in that window. He gets so much done. I have found now, you know, we have a puppy and I've been getting up early. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that I don't get, first of all, I have first hour off. So I tend to get a lot done. It's similar to you in the morning, especially during the school week.
Yep.
But what I have noticed about, I tend to be a night owl. But what I have noticed about mornings is I don't get I don't get the emails and the distractions from 5 to 7 that you do at from 10 to midnight. You know what I mean?
I would say that back in the day, my son is now 11 months. So doing stuff in the morning is really hard now.
Right.
Before that was my thing. I get up at 5 and I could get a lot done in 2 hours. Now it's kind of like, now I reevaluated my life and I'm like, I have to really flip flop and try to find some way, whether it's from 8 to 9:30 or even from 8 to 9, you know, 10 o'clock, that I can be able to schedule that time, because that trying to multitask with little kids, it's way too hard.
Right. And that's true. My life's different. I have basically an eighth grader and a junior, and it's like, you're right. So I think it's depending on your life at that particular point, you're right. It's like, yeah. Once I put when my kids were little, as soon as I put the kids to bed is when I got stuff done. And then, you know, I'd be in bed by 10 because I'd be up with 6 with them. Yeah. I think that's different. I think it really depends on.
And I kind of knew like I wasn't going to get a lot done over break because my wife works full time in a bank. So I'm the one watching the kids over break, saving money on childcare. But like tomorrow we have still off of school. So I'm sending the kids both to daycare so I can just have a me day and get some things done. And
Get your work done and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Because I knew it just wasn't going to happen. Like my son just went to urgent care today. He's just not feeling good. So like, you know, with little kids, your life is constantly never going to be consistent. So
right.
And what your environment's like as well.
Yep.
When it comes to relaxing, I like to read. I think that kind of calms me down. Watching movies, trying to get away from something that's not basketball related is always good. Because if you start doing more and more of watching film and stuff, your gears start turning. You need to have a mental break away from the game a little bit.
Yep. One of my big ones is walks and stuff. With we got a second dog, so I go for more walks, I think. But it's like I'm off at that point. I've got obviously my phone and I'm listening to stuff, or I'm listening to a book or a podcast like this or something, but I'm not thinking about my team. I've turned that switch off. Hey everybody, I hope you're enjoying that. Just take 30 seconds if you could for us. Hit pause, stop that treadmill, stop the car and pull over to the side of the road and leave a review. We would love that. It doesn't take very long. This is a new podcast, High School Hoops. So I would hope you could go over and do that for us. Those 5 stars really mean a lot to us. If you could do that, we'd really appreciate it. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial. Not sure how long that free trial is going to last. So if you're thinking about joining, I would do that soon. Also, it is the new year. It's 2019. What a great time to go over and check out our great community over there with like-minded coaches at teachhoops.com. So, all right, off to the podcast. And that's how I relax. It's like I got to get away from school and the papers and the team and all that kind of stuff. So that would be my advice to the coaches is you got to find, and it's different for everybody. You know, I used to be able to read. Now it makes me fall asleep. So that's why I listen to more books. I mean, it just does.
It does, yeah.
It's like a beer. If I have one beer, I'm tired for the rest of the year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure.
No, it's just, it's so I think that, and I love reading, but it's just like, I can't do it like I used to. So now I listen to them more and I'm multitasking. I'm getting some exercise. I'm walking the dogs. I'm being outside, getting some sun. And I'm also, you know, that's the thing with me. I relax when I'm multitasking too. Like last night I was doing stuff with teachhoops.com, but I was also watching a movie.
I do that too sometimes. Which, yeah. It'd be much easier when my son's not grabbing my Chromebook or my daughter's not taking, you know, wants me to go take her out sledding. Now we have all this snow. Now my daughter wants to go sledding. It's like you start to multitask. It's just like, it's hard sometimes. And it is.
And the thing is, you can't multitask with kids. You can't.
Nope. Yeah. Not going to happen.
You got to, and as a parent, that's the important thing. You, at that point, you can't multitask. You got to focus on them. As the thing I tell my wife, because we were just came back from Florida and some of the, and our kids were good. They went on walks, but they don't really want to walk the beach with their parents. They don't really want to spend time with their parents.
No.
They're teenagers.
Absolutely not.
So it's hard. It's fine for me because I'm around teenagers all the time and I realize that. It's harder for my wife because she doesn't really realize that. But I go, they're teenagers. They don't really want it. Let them go do their thing and we can do our thing. And it's all cool. Yep. You know, it's not like they're playing in the street, you know, it's
right.
they're relaxed. The way my son relaxed for a week would be different than the way I would relax for a week, but he needed, you know, he's taking like 6 AP classes and he's got all this stress. That's fine. But he needs other things to relax and that's okay. Everyone kind of comes up with their own window to do that. So, yeah. So I think the takeaway is find that specific thing that gives you the ability to turn off the coaching gene.
Which is, it is hard, especially for young coaches, because you're going to get early. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. So it's going to create frustration.
Right.
And, you know, like, you know, maybe you practice way too long during winter break. And we talked about that before. Like, you just become more frustrated because you want to achieve so much in so little bit of time. And you have to understand it's a process. And you have to constantly value that within your program. And your players understand it's a process. And that mental time away from the game is really important too. And I know you were just talking about that. You gave your kids about a week off and you've had 2 days of practice. You know, I think that really helps your program as you go into the next part of the season, you know, just that mental break and that relaxation is going
to right.
Really
help. And part of it's being the old dog too. You know, I used to fight through that battle. I used to fight through the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I used to fight the day before winter break practice. I used to fight with the 2 weeks over winter break that, you know, in my mind, I was thinking we could get all these things done. But in reality, they're out of routine. They're staying up too late. They're hanging with their friends. They're around their, I mean, it's not. It's better to be in routine. And that why that break, I like I told you before, that break off was both a mental and a physical break for all of them. And they just came back like it was like the first week of practice. It was like, focus, let's go, we're back to work, we missed each other, you know, that kind of stuff. Not like, oh god, another day of practice, oh, you know,
right?
So no, we got 5 days of practice and we're gonna play again, and then it's gonna because do that all season.
If you're feeling that, your players are feeling that 100 times more.
Yes,
because they're the ones doing the physical work. And so if you're exhausted and you're mentally drained, imagine how your players are feeling.
Right. So that's not even a point of this podcast, but I think that's important. It's like, how do you let your players relax? Well, you let them relax by not being on them, by giving them time away, by letting their bodies and their minds rejuvenate. I think that's really important. So anything else, coach?
Just the importance of, you know, you got to remind yourself you're human and you're dealing with other humans, and the importance of taking care of yourself is just as important, as being a great coach as well.
I think so too. All right. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that. Couple things. I would ask that you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I would like to be able to send my son to college.
you can help me do that by joining teachhoops.com. But also, but realistically, yes, it is 2019, and I think it would be a great time to become a better basketball coach. Let me help you become a better basketball coach. Let me help you mentor you through this great journey. So go over and check it out, 14-day free trial. Also, go over and subscribe and like. We would really appreciate that. It's very easy to do. You can just do that on whatever you listen on, iTunes or Stitcher. All right. Have a great week, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.